Avraham Hoyleres Yitzchak. It goes on to say, Vayeta Yitzchak L'Hashem L'Noichach Ishtoi. Yitzchak, Davin to Hashem, opposite his wife, Ki Akorahi. She was barren. Vayeyoser Eloi Hashem. Hashem was appeased by him. Vata Rivka Ishtoi. So you have to understand, why does the Torah stress over here, Vayeta Yitzchak L'Hashem L'Noichach Ishtoi? Then again, Vata Rivka Ishtoi. What's the stress on Ishtoi? So I saw B'Shem Hagoyin Rabbi Yisroel Mibruna. He was a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshim. He says the following pshat. It says, the Gemara Masech Nesivam is Dav Samar Dalet says that if a fellow lived with a woman for 10 years and they didn't have any children, he should give her a get. So it comes out that when does a woman vaday become a person's wife? When she gives birth. Until then, she's always in danger of not, you know, having children, then eventually he's going to have to part with her. But once she gives birth, that's when she becomes vaday ishtoi. So here it says, vatar rivka ishtoi, alidei, the fact that she gave birth, she became ishtoi bevaday. And that's why it says, vayispalel yitzchak l'ashem l'neichach ishtoi, he wanted her to be his wife. So in the mail, that's why it says, l'neichach ishtoi, the stress on ishtoi. I was thinking perhaps to say a different pshat over here, because Yitzchak Avinu was zeicher to a miyuchad kechesed, because he couldn't take a pilegesh like Rashi brings down, because he was an oiled tamima, not like Avram Avinu, who took a different wife, but Yitzchak was not able to do that. So Memele, he was davening. The Medrash says he rosin shekol bana yavoy dafkim and ayisha zeis. She was designated for him, and Davka, she was supposed to be his wife. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed, and ended up being from Ishta, Ishta Ham Yuchedes Loi, and there was no chash of having to marry a Pilegesh. That's why he says, L'Noichach Ishtai. The Pasuk goes on to say, V'yigdalu Hanorim, V'yhi Esav Ishyedei Atzayid Ish Sodeh, V'yakev Ishtam Yoshev Eholim. This week, it was very choshev, he spoke by us in Yeshiva HaGoyin, Rabbi Yamin Rimmer, Shlita, is an Eidim of Rabbi Yashin, that's all. Very choshev, a Talmud Chochem. He said, a shmooze by us in Yeshiva in the morning, and he said over a Ha'orah from a Paschal Ebenstein. He says, this is the whole chilek between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov is the Ishtam Yoshev, and Esav is the Yedei Tzayim. Yaakov Avinu is the Ishmael Merkava. His majesty in the Merkava is Yaakov Avinu's ponim, and Esav is his majesty, the lowest of the low. So this is the whole chilik. So Rukhaskal said, Zechid the Torah is not trying to tell us the greatness of the difference between them, the divide. That's of course much greater than this. But the Torah is telling us, how does one get to being the Ishba Merkava, and how does one get to being the man of the abyss? They were on their way. They weren't there yet. They were on their way. Yaki Rishtam Yoshev Eholim. That's the way to get to becoming the Maisa, the Ish HaMerkava. And Esav Yedei Atzayid Ish Sodeh. That was his Tachlis. That's the Tagmunkel's Taitz's Gavra Nachshirchein. He was a man of leisure. And a man that liked to waste his time. So that is the way to get in each direction. One goes to the Ish HaMerkava, and the other one goes in the other darga. But of course, the chilik between the two was much greater between them. Yaakov Avinu tells Esav, Michra Kayyim es b'chayros choli. So Pashtus, he learned that Yaakov Avinu saw an opportunity over here where he could be zoichet to the groom. The Torah does not give us any indication until now that Yaakov had a she'ifa for the Bechayra, or Yaakov had a she'ifa for the Kahuna. Like all of a sudden, you know, Esav comes in, Oyev min Hasada, he says, Ha'alitainino, and all of a sudden Yaakov Avinu was interested in the Kahuna. Like, what happened over here that made Yaakov Avinu interested in the Kahuna? What doesn't sound like that was a she'ifa beforehand? So number two, a second hour, you have to understand, it's mashma. If not for this ma'isa, and if Esav wouldn't have sold the b'chayra because of a pot of lentils, he would attack him in the kayin. How's it shayach to think that Esiv Harosha should be Mishares in the Beis HaMikdash. So Altus Kalena Rebbe, in the Sefer Noyim Eliezer, brings down a pshat from the Sefer Klil Tiferes, from Agoyin HaKodesh, Rabbi Yishai Yeshur Zatzal. He brings down these two Ha'aris. Again, number one, you don't see. Yaakov Avinu wasn't Shayif for the Kuhn of Punkt. Like, it happened now. What happened now that made him want to do it? And second of all, if not for this, Esav Taka would have been eating in the, serving in the Beis HaMikdash. So he brings down the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara says over there, Kohanim Oichlim Ubailim Mischaprim. Kohanim used to eat the Korbanos, and that was a Goyrim for the Bailim to have a Kapar, Favos. Because the Kohanim used to eat the Korbanos B'Kedush of Tahara, and that Hoichlim Kavanos. And all day that in itself was like the Mizbeach eating it. That was like they were a human Mizbeach. And all day that, the Bailam was Mechaber. When the Zman, when the Beis HaMikdash is not kind, the Gemara says in Masechet Brachos, that Shulchan is B'makam Mizbeach. The Sudas that we have today could be B'makam and Mizbeach. What's the Pshat? Person sits and eats and he has Kavanah. Look what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing for me. He's doing Gvaldik Yechesed. Shulchan is B'makam Mizbeach. So, Zuck the Sefer, this Klil Tiferes, until then, Yaakov Avinu didn't delve into the real Madrega of Esav. It wasn't his business. You're not supposed to look for chesroinus within a person. It says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Yovis, Al tishtadl roisei b'shas kalkolosei, don't try and see a person when he's going down. So he felt, Lufias Tamimus, that could be Esav, Taki, get the Bechaira, he is the Bechar, and then he should get it. Fine, very good. But when it came over here, and Esav tells him how he taining him in a odlem, I say, shove it down. Like the lotion which is used for animals, he opened up his mouth wide. Not, can I please have a bowl of lentils? No. Take that pot and shove it down my mouth. How he taining him in a odlem, I say. Yaakov Avinu said, what? He's going to get the kahuna with that meter. It's impossible to be Mekayim, the Kahanim, Oichel, Mubaylim, Mishapim, that kind of an Achila. So now he said, oh, impossible. Michri Kayim is Mechiros Chali. He saw this right now and he says, it's impossible. Right? And as the Pasuk goes on, Rashi Taka says over here, Levisha Havoyda Bibachayvis, Ami Yankiv, and Rosh HaKedai Shiakul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adarabbi, this was the thing that was Moirim over here. He saw the way, he says, Alitain, I said, shove it down my throat. He says, this Rosh is not Kedai to be Makum in front of Hashem. If anything, he's going to make the Kapor of the Bible, he's going to make a Kilkel out of it. That's why, punked at that moment, Yaakov Avinu had this as Oiris that he has to take it away from him. That's also a Rosh of Mikro Kayoim as Bechay Rosh Chali. Levitas Matzav now. I want to buy the Bechayr off of me. That was the Ma'irah to Yaakov Avinu that the Bechayr should go to. And take a look at what it says afterwards in the Pasuk. Vayoichal, Vayesh, Vayokam, Vayelech. How the kids teach in Cheder. Vayoichal, he ate without washing. Vayesh, he drank without a bracha. Vayokam, he got up without benching. Vayelech, without kissing the mezuzah. Vayivaz Esav is a Bechayr. His whole Metzias. His whole Metzias was Mavazah the Bechayra. That's really what was Ma'ir Yaakov Avinu at this moment to buy the Bechayra from. Dozog the Heilige Skolena Rebbe. It's a very interesting Ha'ara over here in the Sefer Som Derech from Agoyin Rav Simcha Zisel Broidin. Zeche Tzadik Lebrocha. Very interesting Ha'ara. When we're Ma'ayim in the Parshias of the Torah that describe the Avos HaKadoshim, you see that Avraham Avinu, his life is described in detail, starting from the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayera, Kayisara. Mamash describes everything about Avraham Avinu. From the moment he left Ur Kasdim, he went to Eretz Yisrael, and he went around Eretz Yisrael, and he built Mizbechais, and he went down to Mitzrayim, and the Maisa with Paroi. Every single detail of Avraham Avinu's life is brought down in the Torah. Yaakov Avinu, starting from Parshas, told us, and then Vayetze, Vayishlach, Vayeshev, he cased the whole Shtalshlus of Yaakov Avinu, like Lavan, and then going back, and then the Sashal Esav, and then confronting Esav, and living in Eretz Yisrael, every detail is described. Yitzchak Avinu, we have very little of. Parshas Toldos speaks about it. We know about the Akedah. Parshas Toldos, we see a little bit about him. So, see the Maisa of the Brachas to Yaakov and Esav. There's a Maisa with the Be'eros, with Abimelech. There's not much about Yitzchak Avinu. And that's a Pella. Because we know Maisa of a Simon Labanim, that whatever the Ovis did is a simon for the future generations. The Ramban in this week's parasha speaks about the Be'eros, that the Be'eros were a simon for the Bate Migdosh, the first bias, the first Be'er was called Eshek, and the second one Sitna, that's the simon of the first two Bate Migdosh, and then the third base on Migdosh was Racheves, Hashem Bayis Shlishi. So Zichud is a Maisa of a simon Labon Mitzad Yitzchak. Why is the Torah not Mayrich on Yitzchak to tell us the Maisa of a simon Labon? That's something that has to be understood. It's a modern Zach. So he says, it says by Yitzchak Avinu, after he found the third bear, he dug the third bear. It says, I am Elokei Avram Avicha. Al tira ki itcha anoichi. Don't be afraid because I am with you. So the Baal HaTurim says, why was the name Elokei used over here? Loshon of Elokim, why did Hashem reveal himself in the name of Elokim with Midas Hadin? Why not in the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei, like he was in his Galut Avraham Avinu? Hashem Agnus. It doesn't say even Hashem Elokim, it says Elokei. So the Baal HaTurim, because Yitzchak Avinu was Nisyasir B'Yisurim without any Midas Arachna. Akam Hashem. Which means he was the Siyasar Alpi Midas Hadin. As I state in the Baal HaTurim, it says the name Elokim of Midas Hadin. So, Rector Simchazisel wrote it. You don't find that Yitzchak Avinu suffered more Yisurim than Avraham and Yaakov. Quite the opposite. Avraham Avinu, from the moment he was in a work costume, the Medrash tells us he suffered bizyoinus. And he had to go through goes, he went to Lech Lecha, then he had a roof, then he had to go down to Mitzrayim where he suffered. And he had a nicer with Avimelech. That I saw in the Sionis that he went through, you see, tremendous hardship for Avraham Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, also from the beginning, had to run away from Esav. Where does he go to love? And then confrontation with the Sashal Esav, then meeting Esav, then the Maisav Shechem, Yosef, losing Rachel, Tzaras. Yitzchak Avinu Lehepach, by comparison, Yitzchak Avinu grew up the Paltan Shalmelech. He grew up by Avraham Avinu. He had relatively good. So what's the pshat? That Yitzchak was Nisyasir with Yisurim, and therefore it's Elokei Midas Adin. So, Bal Korchak, you have to say that when we say that there was a Midas Adin by Yitzchak, it doesn't mean in the amount of tzoris that he suffered, because he suffered a lot less than the others. But the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzchak was with Midas Adin. Every single action was measured, everything was taken into Cheshbon, and when he did the slightest thing, in Shemayim, they had a time on him. Atkidei Kach, he says, there's a medrash that says, Yitzchak Tova Yisurim. Yitzchak Davin Fi Yisurim. Why did he Davin Fi Yisurim? It's because the Midas Hadin with him was so great, he was afraid that up in Shemayim there's going to be harsh cheshbonos with him. So therefore he was responsible for Yisurim to take away the Midas Hadin up there. So it doesn't necessarily mean that he suffered more tzoros or nisyonos, but it means that the Hanhaga with him was in the midah of Pachad Yitzchak, Midas Adin, where they cheshbon every single act that he did without any Midas Arachman whatsoever. There's a Gemara in the Masechtas Menachos, the famous Gemara, Menachos Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara says over there that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shemayim, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu tying the Ksorim of the Oisius, the crowns of the Oisius. He said, Rabbeinu Shalom, Mima'akev Al Yotcha, why are you doing this? So he said, there's going to be a great person that's going to Osir Lamilach Kamadiris Ba'akiva Ben Yosef Shemay. He's going to darshan from every one of these crowns, mounds and mounds, Tilin Shal Halach. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, show me this person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu projected him into the future. He was in the base medrash of Rabbi Akiva. Didn't understand the word. He was a four mountain tiger. He had a Chalisha Sadas. So the Talmud asked Rabbi Akiva Rabbeinu in 900 goes as he says, Halacha l'Moshe Messina. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you showed me his Gevaldik Torah, now show me his Schar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu again projected him to the future, and he saw how they're selling the flesh of Rabbi Akiva that they scraped off in the coolant. So Moshe Rabbeinu screams to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, Zu Teira, Zu Svara. So Hashem says, Shtoik, be quiet, Kach Ola B'machshav. So one of the farmers says, what's that Kach Ola B'machshav? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chitchila wanted to create the world with Midas Adin, originally. But he saw that the world will not have a kiyum. So Higdim V'shotavima, Yishem Hashem, Midas Rah. For tzaddikim of the highest caliber, it still remains, because they are the blueprint of the world, they are the standard of the world, they are the omer of the world. With them, it still remains with me, this Adam. So the Melech, Rabbi Akiva, Kach Ola B'machshaveh, Rabbi Akiva is included in that category with which my original machshaveh was, it should be with me, this Adam. And that's the same thing with Yitzchok Avinu. Yitzchok Avinu, the anhaga with him was with me, this Adam. So Zachris and Chazitzel, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want that Klal Yisrael should be led with me, they said, and the world can't stand it. So that's why the Torah is Makatzer on Yitzchak Avinu, on the Maisa of his Simon Lubanim. They don't want that to be the Maisa of his. There's certain pocket things that are Simon Lubanim. But the Derech Klal, the life of Yitzchak Avinu, if the Torah would have recorded it all, that would be Koveya, that is the Maisa of his Simon Lubanim for Klal Yisrael. The world cannot have a kid. Take a look the way it's like throughout the history with the Midas HaRachamim. You know, the tzoras that Klal Yisrael went through. So can you imagine what it would be if Yitzchok's way of life would be the Maisa of his Simon Lubon? Those are some Chazisel, Roida, Moiridike Shtekel. Now I saw Moiridike Shmuz from Rav Avigdor Miller. Zeche Tzadik Lebrach. I can't say the whole thing, just the kitzer what he says over here. You have the parasha over here of Yitzchok Avinu giving the brachas. The Medrash says that these were the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Adam HaRishon. And Adam HaRishon passed it down and it was given over to Avram Avinu and Avram gave it to Yitzchok. And Yitzchok now is about to pass it on to the next generation. So the Frechter of the Mill would have thought that if Yitzchok wants to give the brachas to Esav, he would tell Esav he should fast for a few days, Tanesim, Unsi Gufim, daven hard, and even kadosh yourself. These are the brachas that Hashem gave to Adam HaRishon to Chayach. And quite the contrary. Rosh Teitin Pasuk, Teitin Pasuk, instead of Sigufim and Inuyim and Tanesim, Yitzchok tells him, Matosono, Kelecha, Talicha, Vekashtacha, get your weapons. They say, I saw the Vitsuda Litzai. I want you to hunt down an animal for me. Not only that, Vaseli Mat'amim, make for me tasty food. That's not tasty food. Kasher Ohavti, like I love the food that I love. I want you to make me food that I love. Vaholi, Vachela, Vavur, Tavarach Navshi B'Terem Amos. What's Pshatka? What's Pshat? Like, why is this the Hachana for the Brachet? Furthermore, we just spoke about Yitzchak Avinu, that he is the standard bearer of perfection of the way the world was meant to be. So, give me food, kasher ahavti, the food that I love, this kodesh kodoshim, this tzaddik that was brought on the Mizbeach, the Akedah, which is the greatest chutzpah Klal Yisrael in the history. Bring me food like I love food, like what's shot, you know? What is going on over here? So, Rabbi Engel says a very big thing. He's masber two things over here. What is a bracha? And what does it mean a tzaddik eating? You know, we have no musar of what achil is, you know, today. Chama, no musar of what eating is. But what is a bracha? A bracha is not, I give you a bracha, it's a zaychazan, tam klach, and yishamayim, and all things, and good, you know, a few words, and that's it. No. The emes thinking bracha, and especially the bracha that's passed down, from Avram, from Adam HaRishon, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to come, we call imke nafshi, of the nefesh of the person, from the deepest part of his soul. Yitzchak Avinu loved Esav. And in order for that bracha to be chal, he wanted the deepest ahava from him to be attached to Esav at that moment. So therefore he asked Esav to serve him like he liked, and that way he'll have it. Of course, every father loves his son, especially Yitzchak loved Esav. But at that moment, he wanted to feel an overwhelming ahavatim for the bracha to chal, so that the bracha could come, me'imke nafshe, me'imke ahava, and me'mele, that way he'll give him the bracha. But what's pshat? I'll eat kasher ahav, like I love. And Rivka Imenu made sure, when she told Yaakov, she said kasher ahav, like he loves. What is the pshat? Talking about Ibn Miller. So we have no musik what the achil of tzadikim was. The achil of tzadikim wasn't something they gobbled down to satisfy their stomachs. It's Esav halitemino. By tzadikim is the pshat. When they got the food, they made a bracha b'chol, amish b'chol, amkus. It was like Hashem was standing there and handing it to them, here, take this delicious meichel. And they pictured it like that. And they thanked Hashem from the depth of their neshama, and they had an aliyah's neshama from it. And when they benched afterwards, it was a ganza avoid. That's pshat. When Chazal say a person's shulchan becomes a mizbeach, that's the pshat. Why is it a mizbeach? Because it's an avoid. And he describes the whole avoid, thinking, you know, where did this come from? And what a chesed. He says, and maybe the good thing, the Gemara says in the Sechtes Pesachim, Halal HaGoda, the parrot, Hagel Hashem Kitab Kilo Chazdei, all the Kilo El Chazdei. Why is it called Halal HaGoda? Because it ends off with Noisein Lechem L'chol Bozer Kili El Chazdei. That is the height of the world that Hashem provides us with food. That is the spitz of praising Hashem. Think of Hashem could have given us pills for nourishment. Without any taste, without any mamoshes, it shouldn't be yishmak. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He gives us delicious food, and we're supposed to appreciate that. And we're supposed to have an aliyah of the neshama, appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and making the brachas b'chol HaKavonet. That's emes de ka'achila, and that's the avoida of the table. That's why it's a mizbeach. It's not only that, he says, the entire world is built on food. I don't mean because you have all the fast food chains all around the world, you know, nah, that's not what I mean. Make a chesed. All of the dirt of the world, soil, to grow food. The wind, the rain, the clouds, plants, everything. It all evolves around food because that is the ultimate. Hashem wanted us to be makiris chasodim down here, that from way up above, he worries about the most mundane things for us, to make it gishmak for us. And not only does he give us the food, he gives us the taste buds to appreciate it. And I think the Mosgan Satira, that every food has a different color and everything is, it's mamish, you see the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the pshat over here, kasher ohei nafshi, like I love. I want that bracha to be chal, b'chol nimei nafshi. And in order for that to happen, number one, his kesher to Esav, has to be at its strongest with Ahava. Number two, his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be at its greatest height. This is why he has Bedafke for this food, Kasher Ohev. It gives us an understanding. I was thinking that maybe it was also a little bit of message Min HaShemayim to Esav. You're not right for this, because your Achil is far from this. Your Achil is Ahalitenino. So take a look at the Achil of your father, what he wants, and take a look at how it differs. You could also understand a little bit now the pasuk when it says that Vayev Yitzchak is Esav Kitzayim, because he brought him food. A little bit, you know, strange, you know. Yitzchak Avinu should love someone because he brings him food. That's the measuring stick of Ahava. The Teretz is that to Yitzchak Avinu, food was a garment. And Esav gave him that availability of being makriv korbanos on a daily basis and to connect with Hashem. That was a mighty good thing by Yitzchak. That's the pshat over here. There's another inyan over here that Rav Avigdor Miller speaks about, that others speak about as well. The inyan of the Be'eros. Yoshev Yitzchak Be'yachbar as Be'eros Hamoyim. Asher chofru bimei Avram Aviv vayistum umplishtim. So Rav Avigdor Miller says that anyone that thinks that the Plishtim took away the wells because they wanted to use the water, that's a big mistake. That despite that, they destroyed the Be'eros. They could have used the Be'eros. They could have used it. It was a valuable thing, especially in the hot weather. Water, ayin hazeh, is an issue in Eretz Yisrael. It's an issue in those areas. It's very dry land. So the Be'eris was a big thing. And yet, Sitmum Plishtim, they stuffed it up and they took away any zecher of the Be'eris. Why? Talked about Victor Miller, because they did not want a zecher of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu represented a Bayre Yailam. And a Bayre Yailam represents chiyuv to a Bayre Yailam. You have to serve the Bayre Yailam. You have to have rules and regulations. And you have to have inyanim of Musar and Midas. And that's exactly what the Plishtim don't want. Plishtim are known as Leitzonim. Leitzonim, what's a letz? He makes light of everything. They don't want any shibudim. They don't want any covet lahepa. Covet is an oil on someone. The Plishtim don't want that. As a matter of fact, there's one. I saw one of the mefarshim on Navi says, where does the word Plishtim come from? Mefulish. A Navi mefulish is one that's broken through and through. They break through everything. They broke their way into Eretz Yisrael. There's no boundaries by them. They break through all the boundaries. Much like in America today, I say that the reason why America does not want to have borders, because that is their metzius philosophically. There's no borders. There's no, you know, no confines. There's nothing. Everything is free. Everything is FK, everything. So why should there be borders for us, for them? Everyone's the same. No one's better. No one's worse. Everything is relative. There's no good. There's no bad. There's no man. There's no woman. There's no nothing. Right? That's the philosophy here in America. There's no boundaries. And no boundaries means you let everybody in also. They didn't want the zecher of Avraham Avinu. Memeo, they wanted to uproot every one of those be'eris. I saw one of the Sfarim brings down that the union of the be'eris, why were the be'eris so important? Because since there was a great need for water, the be'eris were a gathering place for people, just like you find by Yaakov. All the Royim got together by the be'er. The Be'er in general was a gathering place for people, and Avraham Avinu used it as an opportunity to be Kairei B'Shem Hashem and to spread the word of Hashem. Who gave you this water? Why is Hashem giving us this water? He wants us to recognize His Chasad. So, God also, you can understand when the Ramban says that the Be'eris were a Maisa of a similar bonnet to the Beis HaMikdosh, that has a very big common denominator. Because Avraham Avinu used the Be'eris as a Keli to spread the word of Hashem and to be mashed with the Shechina down here, that's exactly what the Beis HaMikdash was. So it goes very much hand in hand. The Plishtim, the Dafta, wanted to uproot that. They didn't want a zecher of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't want a zecher of Avraham Avinu. Agud and Shabbos.